Take a comfortable seat on your mat. Close your eyes. So come today from wherever you are. Be just as you are. Doesn't matter if you come here sore or tight, stressed out, distracted. Doesn't matter. Because yoga accepts you just as you are. And from that place, we'll begin to open our body, focus our mind. Come together again and be all of who we are. So deep down, there's a joy inside each of us. It gets stuffed down by all the stuff of our life, the stress of our everyday existence. So let's work through all of that stuff, release it so that joy can rise up inside. And as you practice, explore your own individuality, celebrate it in every pose. As you let your light shine in the unique way only you can. Let's drop our head down now. Let it rock from side to side. Back to center now, take hands to the heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now from your heart, let your hands rise up with an inhale as the inner fingers open like a flower reaching up to the light. And then exhale, let that flower retreat back into your heart. So this is the lotus mudra, the hand position that resembles and signifies the lotus flower. Each day, the lotus rises up from the murky mud. And as it opens its petals, it's completely untarnished by the mud below. It opens brightly, fragrantly, beautifully. And as such, it becomes a symbol of enlightenment. Let that lotus rise up from the muck one more time and reveal its beauty. And then exhaling, take it back again to your heart. Let's allow our practice today to awaken a joy inside of us so that we feel amazingly free and happy, peaceful. Now inhale, scoop arms to the sky. Exhaling, let's fold into a forward bend. Our hands reach out on the mat. We step our feet back. Curling our toes under our feet, we'll reach our hips to the sky like the peak of a mountain, pushing far away from our hands in our first downward facing dog. Wake your body up a little bit. Feel your way into your muscles, your bones, your joints. And then lift up onto the toes. But one heel at a time, reach down toward the ground. Beginning to stretch our body. Beginning to clear away the stuff of our life so that joy can emerge. Untarnished by the muck. Bright, clear, awakened. Now walking our hands back to our feet. Our feet are planted on the mat, and we hang forward in a standing forward bend. Let your awareness travel up the backside of your body, feeling your ankles stretching, your calves, thighs and hips, and then the release of the low back, the middle back, the upper back. We let go with our head and neck, and we're reminded that this practice is a practice of letting go.
And shake hands onto the mat again. Let your hands walk forward until you found your way again to downward facing dog. And from here we'll lay our knees down and sit down onto our heels. Take hands to the heart, and once again, as that lotus rises up, let yourself come all the way up from the mat below. And circle arms around to the back. Opening our shoulders as we circle our arms around and around. Arms to the sky. Take the lotus flower back into your heart. And then we'll reach forward as we reach our hips back and find child's pose. And give yourself a moment to just explore this child's pose until you find a comfortable home that you can come back to anytime you'd like to stop and rest. But since we're just beginning, let's move on from here. Fingers spread open wide. We tuck our toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And step our right foot forward. Left knee to the mat, kneeling lunge, inhale to the sky. Exhale, hands to the earth. Let's step our left foot up to meet our right. And with an inhale, we rise all the way up. Hands touch overhead, and exhaling, we fold into a forward bend. With hands on the mat, we'll step our right foot back. Let's lay the knee down. Inhaling, we reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, come floating down. We step back. Inhale, shift shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we loop our shoulders back as our heart lifts into cobra. And exhaling, hips reach into the heels, child's pose. We'll do that again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Curling the toes into the mat, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhale, come down. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale to the sky. Exhale to the earth. Left foot steps back. Knee down, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, we come back down and we step back. Inhale, shifting forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. Now let yourself just flow here as we begin to ease into our body. Can you feel how you're weaving together breath and movement? How you're weaving together mind, body, breath, spirit. In this practice, we focus our mind on our breath. It's a safe place for our mind to be undistracted. Because when we can clear our mind of distractions, free our body of discomforts, then we can feel that awakening of the lotus flower. We can rise up from our murky depths. One more flow. Let it lead you back into your child's pose. And once you've found child's pose, just remain there for a moment. And once everyone has arrived, then we'll move on together. And with fingers spread open wide, we curl our toes, lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, reach all the way up to the sky. Exhaling, hands to the heart. Let the lotus flower rise up and open. Dive all the way down. Hands join in a prayer, and that prayer traces the center of our body all the way up, and as it reaches to the sky, the flower opens again. Now keep flowing. Ah, this beautiful sunny day, let your flower reach up and soak up the light. One more time, let that lotus reach up. And then exhale, let it settle back into your heart.
Step to the front of the mat, sun salutation. With an inhale, we reach up and touch the sky. And then exhaling, we'll sit our hips down into chair. Inhale, come bursting up. Add a little back bend here if it feels good for you. And then exhale, dive all the way down.
With an inhale, we'll lift halfway up and lengthen our spine.
Exhaling, our hands reach for the mat, our right foot steps back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Circle in the arms to the sky and then hands back to the mat again. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling, push back, downward facing dog, and let's reach our right leg into the sky. Now step or help your right foot forward.
Lunge or kneeling lunge. And the exhale takes hands back to the mat. We're stepping to the front. Inhale, be lifted on a wave of breath. Exhaling, chair. Ride the inhale back into the sky where you can add the trace of a backbend if you want. And exhale, swoop down.
Inhale, halfway lift.
Exhaling, let's take hands to the mat as our left foot now steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands again to the mat, we're stepping back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
And take the exhale back again to downward facing dog, this time left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward.
Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands to the mat, we step to the front. Inhale, ride the wings of your breath. Exhale, chair. Inhaling, reach to the sky. One more little back bend is available if you want. Exhale, spread your wings and fly.
Inhale, halfway lift.
Exhale, hands to the mat.
Let's walk our feet back now. Making our way back to downward facing dog to take a moment to inventory our body. Feel yourself a little warmer, a little more open now. Breathe in, breathe out. Enjoy the feelings arising up inside. Let's clear all the stuff of our busy, stressful life so that that joy inside can rise up, shine with beauty like the lotus flower. So now feeling a little more alive, let's move into our standing flow. Looking to the hands, we'll walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, come all the way up.
Exhaling, hands to the heart.
Inhale, let the flower rise up.
This time as it opens, it bursts open and our arms open up, making a great big yes with our body. Inhale, reach up.
Exhale, hands to the heart as we sit down in a chair. So we're reaching our hips back behind us, like we're reaching to sit in a chair. The weight of our body now drops into our heels a little more. Our toes are free to wiggle right off the ground. In this chair pose, we're connecting to a deep strength in our body. So keep breathing in and out and discover the strength inside. Now, as you inhale, let the flower reach up again, opening and then bursting apart as you say yes with your breath. Inhale, hands touch overhead. Exhale, dive all the way down.
Wrapping our right fingertips around the outside of our left ankle, let's twist. Left arm reaches to the sky and our whole heart turns around to the left. Do it in your own way. Celebrate your individuality. Unwind. Hands in a prayer, trace the midline of our body. And from our heart, the flower emerges. It bursts open into a great big yes, arms open wide, face lighting the sky. Reach up, hands to the heart, sit down, chair pose. Each chair pose is a little stronger, a little deeper, a little more focused. Our spine long and strong. Our breath steady. Keep breathing. With an inhale, the lotus reaches up. It bursts apart. Yes. Reach to the sky. Dive all the way down.
Wrapping the left fingertips around the right ankle. Let's reach the right arm to the sky. Twisting the other way. What a wonderful gift to our back and spine as we loosen up. Unwind. Hands form a prayer. That prayer rises up. From the murky depths, the lotus emerges and bursts open into a great big yes. Hands reach overhead. Exhale, hands to the heart prayer pose or chair pose. Feel how you're more focused each time. Maybe deeper. This time play with balance if you want to, rolling onto the toes in your chair pose, but keeping the hips just as deeply back. The spine just as long. Powerful. Now reach the lotus flower up one more time. Let it burst open into a great big yes. This is a beautiful day. Reach to the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands to the mat. Let's walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Take the right knee into your chest, shift forward. Plank or kneeling plank, let the right knee hover over the ground, the foot too. That strength we nourished in chair pose serves us now. Step the right foot back, push back into downward facing dog. Come forward just to plank pose, hover here. Remember, you can always take the kneeling plank. Be where you shine. Feel yourself hugging into your center. Push back, downward facing dog. Let's take the left knee in this time. Shift forward. Plank or kneeling plank again. This time hovering the left knee and foot over the mat. Hips are down, same level as the shoulders. Push back, downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot flat down. Let's reach up, warrior one. Feel yourself extending upward, not just with the arms, but with the body. Opening up, removing the stuff of our life so that our joy can rise up. Take hands to the heart. Let's straighten both legs. We're moving toward pyramid pose eventually, so if you like a little shorter distance between the legs, hop forward a little bit with the back foot. Hands behind the heart. Place fingers together. Roll the shoulders back. Now let your heart shine. Your lotus rising up, untarnished by the mud. Beautiful. Shining. Now tip the hips forward. Extending with an open heart and a long spine into the pyramid pose. Keeping the legs straight and just finding length all over our body. Do it in your way. Celebrate your individuality in every pose. Some are more flexible. Some are a little tighter. It doesn't matter. Doing the pose is not our goal. Our goal is using the pose to open us up, wherever that is. And hands to the mat. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Lift your hands. Let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Take an inhale to the sky. Exhaling chair. Inhale, burst up. Back bend if you want it and if it feels good. Exhale, come all the way down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. This time, start with hands in a prayer at your heart. Find your foundation in this lunge. And then from there, let the lotus flower reach up and come back to your heart, following each breath. Each breath, like a new day, as that flower reaches upward. Next inhale, let the prayer reach up and then extend your body forward in a diagonal line, arms reaching toward the front of the room, lengthening from the tips of the fingers all the way down the body. Now take left hand behind the back and let's sit the right hand on the floor next to the left foot. Keep that length in your body. We twist again by turning our heart around to the left. In this twist, you can take the left arm up or you can keep it at your back. And remember, you can take your knee down if your body feels unsteady. Make each pose your own expression. And then unwind. Hands to the mat, lay the back knee down. For crescent moon, if you'd like a little deeper stretch for the psoas, move the left knee back just a little deeper. The right knee. Inhale, arms to the sky. Lace our hands together like a steeple over our head. Point higher to the sky with that steeple. And then knowing your body, feel free to add a backbend here if it fits for you. Lifting out of your hips. Distributing this backbend evenly and beautifully throughout your back. Hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up. It's warrior one. A pose where we feel grounded and uplifted at the same time. Let this warrior inspire you. Inspire you to be strong, compassionate, to stand up for what you believe in with courage. Hands to the heart, straighten the legs. Take hands behind the back and take that little hop in if you want to on our way to pyramid pose. Shoulders roll back. Heart lifted, opened. Let your light shine in the way only you can. Tip the hips forward, pyramid pose. Slowly coming to that place that opens you up. Each one of us exploring our own body. Our roots firm and strong. Lengthening the legs, lengthening the spine. Can you keep your mind on your breath? Hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Look to the hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Take an inhale that reaches to the sky. Exhaling chair. Inhale, touch the sky again, and here's that place for a backbend if you want. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale to the horizon. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Build the foundation and grow from there. Feel yourself opening up more and more. The joy deep inside will rise up and make us feel amazing. Take hands to the heart. With the lotus, reach up and down with your breath. Now let that lotus mudra reach up one more time, and then extend into the diagonal, reaching forward, lengthening, strengthening. Right hand behind the back, left hand beside the right foot. Stay long, twist around to the right this time. Make the twist fit your body. Feel how in the belly area there's this wonderful squeeze that's toning our organs. In the back, this wonderful letting go of stress and tension. And then unwinding, hands to the mat, lay the back knee down. Scoot it back a little further if that fits for your body. Inhale, reach up. Create a steeple and point it to the sky. And then add the back bend if your body loves it. Our mind so present that we can feel every movement in our body. We can feel what's right for us. Hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Take the right knee into the body, shift forward. Hover in plank or kneeling plank. I'm strong. Step back, downward facing dog. Inhale forward, just the plank. In your way. Kneeling plank is a fine variation. Push back, bring the left knee in, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Push back, downward facing dog. Reach right leg to the sky. Take a big wide step forward. Plant the back foot flat, let's reach open, warrior two. We stretch ourselves from end to end in the process of letting go, releasing. Feel the joy arising in you. And with our legs just as they are, our roots strong, take a little reach forward, turn the right hand toward the sky, and slide it all the way beyond your head into the reverse warrior as we open the side of our body in this big side bend. Give it a few deep, beautiful breaths. And then bend the right arm across the right leg. Legs still haven't changed. Left arm to the sky. Reach and open. Let your face and your heart roll up toward the sky. Just like the flower, let yourself seek out the light. Push into the feet, rise up to stand. Take hands to the heart as you turn both feet to the long side of the mat. The lotus reaches up. It opens and then you dive all the way down. Hands to a prayer, let them reach up, right through the heart and opening into the flower. Take a few more of these breaths. And then the next time the flower reaches up, let your exhale extend your arms parallel to the floor. We'll turn our right foot a little toward the back of our mat and the left foot all the way around to the back. Bending the left knee, let's find warrior two facing the back of the room. Deepening. Expanding. Now with roots strong and unchanging, reach a little forward, turn the left hand up. Slide it across the sky, finding your way to the reverse warrior. Where for you is this a beautiful stretch on the left side of your body? Focus less on what it looks like, more about what it feels like. Bend the left arm across the left thigh. Point to the sky with the right fingertips and open your body into side angle. Let this be an outward expression of how much more open you're feeling inside. How much you're releasing, how much you're letting go. How much space you're allowing for joy to rise up. Push into both feet, rise up to stand. Hands to the heart, turn both feet around to the long side of the mat. Let the lotus rise up. And then exhale, dive all the way down. Hands to a prayer that reaches up the middle of your body and emerges from the murk into the beautiful flower. Breath after breath. Just like day after day, the flower emerges untarnished to reveal its beauty. This time, the next time you dive down, let hands come to the mat. Walking around to the front end of the mat. We plant our hands, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. Right knee into the body. Shifting forward, plank or kneeling plank. Pulling in. Finding the strength at our center. Step back, downward facing dog. Follow your inhale to plank pose, just stay there. Same strength. Right there at our center. Push back. This time left knee into the body. Come forward. Plank or kneeling plank, hover in strength. Let your strong breath support your strong body. Step back. Let's begin our last standing series for today. Looking to our hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, let the flower emerge once more and open up into the great big yes. Yes, I feel amazing. Hands reach up and come to the heart. We take a peek down at our feet as we prepare for a back bend. Let your feet be hip distance apart and firmly rooted in the mat. Hands to the low back, making fists. Now let your body rise up tall. And then slowly roll the shoulders back. Arching back into the back bend to your own degree of comfort. With an open heart. Back bends create an exhilarating energy, a boost as we massage our adrenal glands, a letting go of fear as we massage the kidneys, both the adrenals and kidneys right here in our low back where our fists are. Slowly then come up, shift hands to the hips and pour your way into a forward bend. Hands drop down. And we step back or jump back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And we'll take our exhale back to downward facing dog. And from here we lay our knees under the mat. We reach our hips back into our heels. We're home again. Child's pose. So find that comfortable home you created early on. And let this be a time of reflection, of introspection. Come inside your body. Energy is flowing. We feel a joy emerging. Thank you. Slowly now, we let our gaze return to the front of our mat. As a silent witness, we see our hands spreading open wide. We curl our toes.
We lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog.
Now let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And we'll follow our inhale right up into the sky.
And exhale, hands melt into our heart.
So we're ready now to balance. Let's begin our balance on the right foot, and we start today with tree pose. So imagine the roots of your tree growing through the right foot into the earth below. Then take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or up to the thigh. Hands form a prayer at our heart as we find our center. And then if you feel steady, feel free to branch out from your center. Feel alive like a tree, ever growing. Much like a tree, the stalk of the lotus flower is easy to bend, but very difficult to break. So let yourself have that stability and flexibility. Now arms reach out to the sides. Bring the left knee forward, lift it high, and then wind the left leg around the right for eagle pose. Right arm crosses over the top of the left. Either hug your shoulders or take the arms together. Imagine yourself an eagle perched high on a tree. A vision that extends for miles. So completely focused. And from your perch high above the tree, we soar. Arms reach up, legs unwind, and we fly into warrior three. Let your eagle soar. Eagles soar with strength, not the energy of flapping wings. And now you spot your prey. Dive down the standing splits. And then left foot rejoins the right on the mat. Hands form a prayer that travels up the center of your body. The lotus emerges, and we open to a great big beautiful yes. Hands to the heart. Relax your body for a moment, and let's take our balancing to the other leg. So when you're ready, plant the roots through your left foot. Tree pose, right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands to the heart. Be that tall tree that's a perfect perch for an eagle. Create your branches if you feel steady. Grow taller and taller so that you're the tallest tree of all. Arms out to our sides. Bring the right knee forward, lift it high, and wind the leg around the left. Left arm crosses the right. Your variation of the eagle pose. See yourself high in that tree you created, looking for prey. So very focused. Arms to the sky, let's fly. Unravel the legs, take off. Warrior three. Arms in any direction that supports your flying. And then spotting your prey, dive down the standing splits. And right foot rejoins the left. Hands to a prayer that travels right up your body. Once more, opening that flower to the light of the day and then releasing into a yes. Hands reach up. Come back to our heart. Give yourself a moment to relax your body. And then when you've released those balance poses, take a breath that reaches to the sky and exhale that breath right back down to the earth. Our feet walk back. And once again, we'll lay our knees on the mat. Reach our hips into our heels and come home again. Child's pose. This time we'll walk our hands over to the right side of our mat and feel the side bend again in the left side of our body. Let yourself relax into this side bend. Not fighting, but receiving. Hands walk back to center and then around to the left side. Relaxing, receiving. And then once more, hands come to center. Then let's walk our hands in toward our knees. Once we're here, we'll cross our ankles and come around to sit. So as we come now to a forward bending series, we're going to begin by rolling back. So grab your knees and roll onto your back. Either stay here, or if you prefer, you can lift hips over the head and reach feet beyond the head into the plow or the half plow. So in just a moment, we'll roll forward. When we do that, we'll extend the right leg straight and we'll bend the left knee, pulling the left foot up to the inner right thigh. So when you're ready now, roll forward and let's pull the left foot in. Reach up into your inhale, extending your body, and then exhale, tip the hips forward. Close your eyes and this forward bend to the right leg. Remembering the poses themselves are not the goal. Poses are just tools, much as the breath is a tool. The tools to calm our mind and open our body. To remove the stuff of our stressful life. And to let us come again in touch with that deep inner joy. Now hands walking up the right leg, let's roll back again. Either under your back, hugging your knees, or flinging the legs back behind your head. So the next forward bend will be the other side. So when you're ready now, roll forward, extending the left leg, pulling the right foot in. Lifting into the inhale, we reach up. And then exhaling, make sure your pelvis tips forward. Close your eyes. Accept the invitation of this forward bend to come inside. When we did that back bend just a moment ago, we felt that exhilarating energy. Can you feel the calming that comes to this forward bend? In the back bend, we stretch the front of our body. In the forward bend, we stretch the back of our body. Walking hands up the left leg, let's roll back again. Either hugging your knees or taking the plow or the half plow. So we'll enjoy one more forward bend. This forward bend will have both legs straight. So when you're ready, roll forward. Reach into your inhale. Exhale, tip forward. Close your eyes. Be just where you are. Doesn't matter at all if you can touch your toes. Doesn't matter if your legs are straight or a little bent. The back of your body stretch wherever you are. And more importantly than anything, use this opportunity to come inside, to experience calm. Hands walk up the legs. This time let's bend our knees and we'll all roll onto our back where we'll hug our knees into our body. Feel free to rock side to side a little bit as you find your way to that place where you're centered on the mat. for abdominal strengthening. Reach arms behind your head to the floor. Right leg to the sky, left leg parallel to the ground. Reach fingertips to the sky. And then from here, find that strength from your plank pose. And use that strength at your center to lift fingertips up toward the toes. Head and shoulders right off the ground. Keep breathing. And then lower down, bring knees into the body. Other side, left leg up, right leg parallel to the floor. Fingertips reach up first and then we lift up. And come down. Now on your own, keep changing sides, breathing, feeling the strength at your center. Take your time, move in slow motion. So it's not about any momentum, it's about discovering strength. The strength at our center that protects our back. It gives us a power center to move from. Take one more on each side. Slow. Take your time. And then with both sides are finished, hug knees into your body. Let your head rock side to side. And now let's enjoy hip opening. We sit our feet on the mat. We'll cross our right ankle over our left thigh. Slip hands around behind the left leg and pull the legs in towards your body, keeping that left leg aligned with the left side of your body. Now look for that place in this pose where you feel a wonderful opening on your right hip. Stretch, a release, a letting go. Even here, we carry around the stuff of our life. That stuff that limits our joy. Let it go. And then hands slip apart. The foot comes back to the mat. We're changing sides. Right foot on the mat, left ankle crossing the right thigh. Reach around, catch the back of the right leg. Find the stretch for you. Creatively exploring your body, creatively expressing the poses in your own way, creatively honoring your uniqueness. And then again, we're letting go. Hands come apart. Slowly, each foot comes back to the mat. And we're ready to move now into inversions. A couple of choices here. If you feel safe in a shoulder stand, feel free to lift hips and legs up in the air, supporting yourself with your hands. Or choose a bridge pose, with the feet planted on the mat, pushing into the floor and lifting up into a bridge. In both poses, you can rock your shoulders underneath your body a little bit. Get a nice lift. We spend a lot of time on our feet. It's so nice to give our body this kind of rest. Feel the stress and tension draining away. Detoxifying, decompressing. How great it feels. Slowly then, just one vertebra at a time, release your body back to the mat. Carefully coming down, and then pulling knees into the body, especially if you've been in the bridge pose. And Now let's take fish. With fish pose, we plant our feet on the mat. We lift our hips enough to slide our hands underneath our hips. Legs extended on the ground now as we sit on our hands and rock our elbows and forearms underneath us. Shoulders roll back, heart shines. Let your head lay back. Shine in that way that only you can. Feel yourself emerging from the muck of your life. Untarnished, shining beautifully. And then let the chin come in and gently lay that fish pose back down onto the mat. Hands slipping out from under the hips now, we'll reach our arms to the floor behind our head as we grow our body longer. And then reach down, take your right knee, hug it into your body. And then guide that right knee across to the left as you shift onto the left hip. Turn our head to look to the right. And just release, surrender. This final twist, working out any last little bits of stress and tension. Clearing out the dust and debris that stuffs down our jaw. In the left hand, let's roll onto our back again. You're probably a little off center now, so scooch your way back to where you feel like you're in the middle of your mat. Reach the arms and the legs, walk your body long. Now embrace the left leg, bring it in toward the body and then over to the right, rolling onto the side of the right hip, looking to the left. Surrender. Right hand gently releases. And one more time, we feel our way onto the mat. We shift ourselves onto the center, and here we'll lay our body down. Grab something to stay warm if you'd like now for this final relaxation. Once you're warm and comfortable on your mat, close your eyes. Take a deep breath and feel the openness in your body. Let your joy rise up. Rise up from the murk below. And shine out beautifully, vibrantly. In this final relaxation, the only thing moving, the rise and fall of our breath. As we enjoy the opportunity to let the healing energy we've awakened work its magic on us. As we enjoy the reconnection of our mind, our body, our breath, and our spirit. Today I share with you a poem, The Lotus. One day when the lotus bloomed, alas, my mind was straying, and I knew it not. My basket was empty, and the flower remained unheeded. Only now and again a sadness fell upon me, and I started up from my dream, and I felt a sweet trace of strange fragrance in the south wind. That vague sweetness made my heart ache with longing, and it seemed to me that it was the eager breath of the summer seeking for its completion. I knew not then that it was so near, that it was mine, and that this perfect sweetness had blossomed in the depth of my own heart. Let the joy in your heart rise up. It's free now to shine in all its beauty and glory in the way only you can. Do not let your mind astray. Know it. I knew not then that it was so near, that it was mine, and that this perfect sweetness had blossomed in the depth of my own heart. Take a moment now to honor your practice today with any kind of closure that feels meaningful for you right now. When you've had that closure of your own, roll gently over onto your right side. Let yourself linger there in the sweetness of the feeling inside. And then take your time. And only when you feel completely ready, gently return yourself to the comfortable seated position where this practice began today. Feel your mind focused, centered, and present. Your body open and free. Feel the joy rising from your heart, shining into the world. And feel united again, mind, body, breath, and spirit. Take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. Once again, we release our neck and let our head drop down as it rocks from side to side. Once again, we find our center. With an inhale, arms float up into the sky. Our hands join prayerfully above us. We take that prayer first to our forehead for joy in our thoughts today. And then to our lips for joy in our words. And to our heart for joy in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say,